pizza's a small business. It's a local business, Paolo's Pizzas it is, and to be honest with you, it employs 60 local people. It's a struggling business because of the situation of the economic downturn. And that actually is happening. This is the second time a van of Paolo's Pizzas has burnt in this area, and absolutely disgraceful. And the people behind this, you know, they need to be having a look at this and having a look at themselves. They're damaging their own community. They're damaging people that love in their own community. This is their livelihood. Absolutely wrong.
Someone in the local area must know who's responsible for this, though.
Oh, absolutely, and I would be appealing if whoever does, then please step forward and with the information and pass it on to PSNA. The people responsible here, there's no place in this community for them. It's as simple as that. That they put that van right outside a primary school last night. Now, all those children this morning, had they walked past that site of a van sitting burnt out, sitting in the middle of the road? It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
And as you say, this is a company who employs almost or over 60 people. It's the sixth van that has been burnt that the company owns in Derry over the last number of years. It could get to a stage now where delivery drivers for Paolo's Pizzas refuse just to go near the Craigan.
To be quite honest with you, I could fully understand that, and I could fully understand the owner of the vehicles possibly saying, "Hey, listen, I'm sorry, folks, but if you want the pizza, you only have to come down here and collect it because I'm not sending my delivery vans in there." This is having a detrimental effect on his business, on his insurance and everything else, and it's not right. This man here built this business from scratch. He's over 60. He's employed over 60 people. This has put those 60 jobs at risk and put that business at risk.